Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CELD, Summit Evergreen, Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, Identity Matters, Part 2. Inspiration ignites identity. Identity fuels vision. Vision promotes growth and results. What your heart believes determines what you can do in life. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good, but an evil person out of a store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart the mouth speaks. Luke the 6th chapter, verse 45. First, God called Moses and chose him for what appeared to be an impossible mission. God will call us to something greater than we feel capable of doing. Relying totally upon God is the key and the catalyst for growth in a leader. And he gives grace generously. God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. James the 4th chapter, verse 6. Second, in God's eyes, our age and experience do not matter. What is most important is gaining his view of us. Moses was 80 years old. He was a shepherd for 40 years and lived in a remote part of the desert. Third, God assures us that he will be with us and accomplish through us all he wills for us to do. God makes an astonishing promise to Moses and makes this promise to all who respond by faith to his calling. Then God said, I will certainly be with you, and this will be a sign for you that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, all of you will serve God on this mountain. Exodus the 3rd chapter, verse 12. Fourth, God takes what you have to offer and will supply everything you need. Moses only had a shepherd's staff that he used in his current role as a shepherd of sheep. God transformed it into a tool he used under the power he provided to deliver 2 million people held captive. Amid all Moses' concerns, God asked Moses a question. The Lord asked him, "What is that in your hand?" Moses said, "A staff." God graciously gives Moses a glimpse of his power by changing the staff into something only God can do. Fifth, listen to his calling to become the new you. Ask God to reveal your identity. Commit to follow his leadership. Envision and receive his identity for yourself. Look for astounding results in you becoming the person he sees, and then in amazement at the results he provides. Moses' life and career journey are inspiring. He becomes the identity that God envisioned for him. He accomplishes many great things through God's help. He gives these words of encouragement, now looking back on God's faithfulness to him, 40 years later at the age of 120 years old. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, Moses, Deuteronomy the 31st chapter, verse 8. God is committed to the success of all who follow him and his instructions. Remember, regardless of what obstacle may be before you, God has already made a path for you as long as you do as he instructs and rely upon him alone for the outcome. Continually focus on God. God will make this happen. He who calls you is faithful. I pray that God inspires you to receive your identity for the new you, that God envisions, and all the benefits that follow. On his birthday, one godly leader recently spoke about his life at 97 years old. The best is yet to be. So, my friends, be encouraged. The best is yet to be. Bo Swilly. And until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you. Very much.